Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we appreciate you tuning in each and every weekend. Just had a nice conversation with Duran Martinez from Wild, Michigan. We didn't even scratch the surface on what that guy knows about hunting. So we're all out getting our hunt on this time of year. And as Duran said, there is a fall turkey season. I think that you have to apply for a permit, but the leftover ones are available at the store, at least here in Michigan. So let's assume you're fortunate enough to bag one and you bring it home. Now what are you going to do with it, right?
Yeah, good question. And welcome back. Thanks for joining us. I am bound and determined to shoot one with my bow where I hunt up at Hawkins. We have turkey all over us, and I don't know if I can even still get a tag this time of year or not.
I think, well, just go check it out. They'll have them at any of your sporting goods stores.
But I should take out, that'd be a good thing to take care of in advance, because I'm always watching for deer movement, and very often it's a turkey.
Right.
I get all excited, and it's like, ah, dang it. And they look like giant pigeons when they're walking through the woods. Another reason I want to shoot one. But so they come up behind one of these tree stands I have, and they walk up the hill in a row. They're like marching one by one in a single row, single line. And they get to the top of this ridge, and they line up, and they do a column left, and they all do a left face. So they're facing the tree, and then from the left end to the right end, one by one, they take off, and they fly up into the tree.
To roost.
It's the coolest thing. They're so organized. I mean, it's just a pecking order. No pun intended.
Literally, right? Yeah.
Anyway, I love turkey. I love deep frying turkey, and I have several deep fryers. But for turkey, I have to use my portable one because my console-mounted one's just really not big enough, unless you're just going to do the breasts.
Right.
And then that's a great way to go. So for wild turkey, I'm almost thinking you're probably just ought to do the breast. What are your thoughts on that?
You know what? It's a very viable option because there isn't a lot of the leg and thigh meat on a wild turkey. That dude's been running around at, you know, they run more than they fly, right? So that those are...
Well, if you've ever seen them fly, you know why.
Right, yeah. So that's a really heavily used muscle in the bird, and as a result, they're tough, the thighs and the legs. The breast meat is where the money meat is.
So you've eaten wild turkey drumsticks.
I have.
And they are tough.
They're way tough.
Oh.
And so the breast meat is where it's at. Now,
but
if you can...
I'm thinking back meat might be okay.
Not much of it there.
Really?
But where I'm going is if you can, if you're going to do the turkey breast, try to pluck that part of the bird and leave the skin on it. And then when you fillet the breast off, you can lay the skin back over top of it. Because if you're deep frying it, maybe not as much, but even then, that skin around the outside is going to protect it and not get overdone on the outside before. Because, you know, you're looking at a mass the size of a grapefruit, maybe, is each side of that breast, and it takes a while to get that deep down in there, and the outside tends to dry out a little bit unless you can keep that skin around it, and then it's a little bit of protection. So
it might be a good time to make a bacon weave or something like that.
Yeah, not if you're deep frying it so much,
it.
I don't think.
You're
it's just hard to bacon. It's just hard to keep it together. When you put a weave in that hot oil, it doesn't it tends to float a little bit rather than seize up. If you
so
smoke it.
Why couldn't you just put the breast in and deep fry it that way?
You could. It just as same thing with other pieces of meat. Where it gets thinner, it gets overdone before the thick parts get completely done.
So you might want to trim it a little bit and make some small pieces.
Yeah.
Okay.
But even so, you know, when you deep fry a turkey, usually you're doing the whole thing and it's a skin on type situation. And that skin really does provide a lot of protection in it. It allows you to house seasonings between the skin and the meat.
So just throw the whole turkey in there, and you're just going to harvest the breast meat.
Yeah, that's my favorite way
that
to
that sounds
deep
like
fry
the
them.
Only way to do it then.
Yeah, because I've struggled with it other ways, and it just never turns out right unless you put the whole bird in there. But
now, I've had a lot of luck smoking turkeys.
Oh yeah,
and
by far my favorite.
Yeah, and like years ago when I first wanted to do our first one for one of our Christmases, my wife, you know, was really against it. because she's not big on smoke-flavored meats.
Well, plus she makes Maureen's prime rib every Christmas, and you got to have that.
Yeah, well, this is for when we had the big party Christmas for my family or hers.
Oh, so which family gets prime rib and which family gets turkey?
Well, that's just when our kids come over Christmas Day. That's just for Christmas Day.
Okay.
But this is like when the in-laws from either side are going to be over, and we're feeding like 50 to 90 people.
Right, yeah.
Because...
tough to feed
them. If
her
family comes over, it's like 70 people. If mine comes over, it's 35, maybe something like that. Either way, we'll do a couple turkeys. Used to be she'd want to do them in the oven, but the oven won't hold three turkeys.
Right.
So she would ask me to do one in the smoker. Well, the first time I did that, the one I did in the smoker was picked to the bone, and the other one was like, okay, I guess I'll have some of that. So then the next year I did two in the smoker. And those were picked to the bone. And the other one was like, yeah, I guess I'll have some of that.
Yeah.
So now we just do three in the smoker.
Right. So,
which is a good victory for grilling guys.
Right. I understand. You know what? You handled that pretty diplomatically without throwing her too far under the bus. I admire that.
Well, I appreciate the fact that she came around.
Right.
Because, you know, when you're out there, let's say you're a grilling guy and you're out on the deck with your buddies having a beer. You think it's your space, but you're only out there because her and her girlfriend, your buddy's wife, are in the kitchen talking about stuff you don't want to hear, right? And so you escape.
Generally, it's about you most of the time.
You escape to the deck, and you can't take the abuse anymore. So, but the long and the short of it is you're cooking all this food for everybody else. So you want to do it the way they like it. So, of course, you don't want to smoke everything if your lady... your best girl isn't going to like it.
Right. And frankly, there aren't a lot of people who like real heavy smoke on anything.
I don't either.
Right. It tends to get bitter and it just, but let's step back, pull this tangent back in. And so if smoked turkey is your favorite, what do you do to it to get it ready to smoke? Anything?
That's a great question. If it's wild or domestic, I'm going to brine it. Now, here's a big thing. If it's a frozen turkey, you can still smoke it. But what you can't do is brine it.
Right.
It's already been brined. So you'll be double brining it. You'll have jerky. So if it's a frozen turkey, what you can do is rehydrate it. You can throw it in some water after it thaws and make sure it juices up a little extra. And then pull it out, set it on your rack, let it drip dry a couple minutes, pat it down, rub it with a good EVO. I'm back to the EVOs. So on a turkey, I'm going, dude, I use garlic on 90% of the stuff I do. You said it earlier, your favorite profile,
right?
Garlic.
Right.
We like garlic. I mean, I think everybody is big on it. That's why garlic butter is so big.
Right.
Garlic bread. So I'm going to rub it with some garlic EVO. I go to Old World Olive Company. And then I'm probably going to cheat and just get one of my favorite poultry blends. And Plowboys, all kinds of people have, you know, slap your chicken, whatever it is.
Rub
slap
your mama.
Slap your mama. Yeah. Just go hit somebody. Rub. I think pig's butt,
right.
Something like that. And put it in the smoker. And I'm going to go medium smoke at, here's the key. Now your temperature is a big deal. It's foul. So you don't want to try and go too low and slow because you can get that meat into the danger zone for too long of a time and you start building up bacteria. So I'm going to probably do 275 because I'm a safety freak when it comes to the meat side. And I'm going to go kind of a lighter smoke because it's a mild meat, right? So I don't want to put a bunch of big chunks of hickory on. I might just use, since I use Parker charcoal, I might just use the charcoal and not.
It does create a great smoke.
You don't need anything else.
Yeah. So you're gonna. How long do you know, or how do you know when they're done? Do you rely on the little pop up timer, or are you using a thermometer?
Yeah. Well, I'm typically gonna get a fresh and brine it, so there won't be one of the plastic pieces popping out. I detest.
He took that hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah. So I'm gonna poke it around in a bunch of spots using my thermal pen.
Right.
And you know, you'll know when it's done.
Right. Coming up next, it's a little bit of man law. Hey, we got a little party at Schmoe's on November 2nd. If any of you are within driving distance of there, you're going to want to see us there. So stick with us. We'll be back.